Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, on to Safe for Grown. Now, Gráinne O'Keefe, head chef and owner of May Restaurant, welcome back.
Thank you. I didn't realise we were doing like an interactive one today. I would have brought the ingredients for the tartar.
Well, you could have, or you are indeed, you could have brought the finished product. Would have been all right. Listen, always feel free to bring food in here. We'd all be delighted. So what we're going to talk about today is seasonality and eating what's in season a bit. I think people can feel that's a bit chefy, like seasonality, and it's a bit privileged and all that kind of thing.
I think so, yeah. So I think people, when they hear like, chefs are always saying seasonal, local, you know, work with the seasons. And when you go into a good restaurant, they usually always have food that's in season. But it's hard for people at home to know the seasons and what's in season, because when you go to the supermarket, you can get asparagus all year round, strawberries all year round. And a lot of the foods that are available aren't actually in season in Ireland, but they might be in Peru or, you know, halfway across the world.
Yeah, they're in season in a greenhouse.
Yeah, exactly.
Processing plants.
And so it can be hard for people who don't work in the industry to know the seasons. And even, I mean, like, they change all the time, even for chefs. Like, I was walking here today from the restaurant and it started lashing rain. It's July.
Yes, so yes. Eating seasonally could become much more complicated.
Yeah, but, you know, a really easy way to remember kind of with the seasons and eating with the seasons is the colours. So in, you know, spring, summer, it's very vibrant, it's very green. You kind of go with the leaves on the trees, you know, they're green. So you're talking like peas, asparagus, courgettes. And then coming into summer, it's the vibrancy just hits more. So it's peppers, aubergines, salad leaves even are like at their peak, tomatoes. And then coming more into like autumn and winter, autumn, you kind of, you know, more pumpkins or squash and kind of,
so getting closer to the ground.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Underground.
Yeah, kind of, and it's kind of going like, yeah, getting a little bit like spookier coming up to Halloween. Yeah. And then in winter, you know, it's lots of dark leafy greens, cabbage, cauliflowers, kind of really earthy vegetables, potatoes. And it's an easy way to remember it. So, you know, if you're in a restaurant in January and you're eating asparagus, you know, it's definitely like from Peru or something. Like, it's not going to be local. And there's lots of benefits to eating seasonal. You know, they're at their best. They're more nutritious. They're cheaper. You know, well, at least they should be, because, you know, they're in abundance. But also the best way to eat seasonally is to go to farmers markets. And because they only have what's in season, they grow them themselves.
Okay. So what's good at the moment?
So at the moment, it's coming to the end of the season now for asparagus and peas. So they're really, really good at the moment. Courgettes, peaches, courgette flowers, aubergines, cauliflower, berries. Lots of just kind of anything that you can think of that's like super green, vibrant, tomatoes as well. Like on menus all across the country, you're going to see tomato dishes. Like, we have one on ourselves at the moment. Peaches as well are like, they're one of my favorite fruits. So they're super, super good.
And the peaches from Ireland are good, are they?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Really, really good.
Okay.
Really good.
Go back to peas for a second, because peas, in a way, has been shunted to the side of things, like, you know, a few petit pois on the side of a plate. But chefs, you kind of revere the pea a bit more, don't you?
They make
it more of a centre.
Yeah, because the peas, so when you get them fresh and you pod them, they're really sweet. And they've got a lot more texture to them than the frozen peas that you get. So when you get the petit pois in the supermarket and you get the frozen ones, they're picked and they're frozen straight away. But they're like blanched as well, so it kind of takes the texture out of them a little bit. So they're super green, but you'll also notice that they go brown quite quickly when you put them into a dish, whereas fresh peas keep their vibrancy a little bit longer.
And like, remember the taste of the pea? You've probably had it more recently. I just remember it as a kid, you'd open the pot and
eat them. Geez. It's delicious.
Yeah.
And also truffles as well, so you can get summer truffles. We have them on the menu at the moment. Now, you'd be doing well to get truffles in Ireland, because they're obviously,
we lose people with truffles it's grand. Truffles. It's far okay, from a grand Yorkie
dessert. It is. I'm from Blanche. we'll go with mushrooms then. Like mushrooms.
Yeah, and so are we coming into mushroom time now?
Yeah, so like Girolles, Chanterelles, they're at their... They're coming into it now, and you're going to see them on a lot of menus. And even just, you know, regular like chestnut mushrooms or parry browns or even the button mushrooms, well, they're kind of all year round.
But yeah, but are they better this time of year? Like field mushrooms and stuff, would they be better
especially
now?
In this weather? Like it's hot and it's wet and it's muggy, so that's ideal for mushrooms. Ideal.
So you have a peach tartatin recipe for us, which is very simple, actually, isn't
it? Super simple. So we actually, the apple tartatin is our signature dish in May, I'm just gonna like plug the restaurant myself. Very recently, the Michelin inspectors had it as their favorite dish of the month. So,
congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me how to make a peach tartatin quickly.
We have it on the menu. It's one of our favourite dishes.
Okay,
and then the peach one is basically, you just get the peaches, put them into quarters and a little bit of butter, a little bit of sugar, cook them out and then put them in a pan. And then you want to get the residual like sauce that you have there and add a little bit of cream to it to make like a toffee sauce.
Oh yeah.
Some puff pastry. I mean, you can make it yourself, you can buy it, but buy, you know, good puff pastry, you know, with a high butter content. Just put it on top. So you don't put the sauce on the peaches, you just put them in and then put it into the oven for 30 minutes, 190 degrees. Take it out, turn it over and then pour the toffee sauce on top. And it's crispy on the bottom and then it's like sweet naturally from the peaches and then also the toffee sauce.
Gorgeous.
You can add a little bit of alcohol as well just to make it a little bit less sweet if you're not into like overly sweet desserts.
Okay, we'll put that up on the website. Grainne O'Keefe, head chef and owner of May Restaurant. Thank you as always for coming in today. And that's all we've time for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE radio app. Today's show was produced by Emma McNamara. Research was by Katrina McFadden. Stephen Higgins was the broadcast coordinator. Aisling Grufferty was on sound and Tessa Delahanty is the series producer. Just a little bit of time for here's a little bit of Sinead on the Late Late Show.
Chickadee-da, tell me what's wrong.
RTE Radio Player app. Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.